Kumlan Ablak Mutter, we are up to the Kufa Ben Aleph. The sugya we are learning right now was very relevant last week, Friday. We were discussing about Purim, Peiris Mappa, and all that, because this is the sugya Peiris Mappa. So far we had a Bachlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to start a meal any Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat any Erev Shabbos from the 10th hour, that was from 3 o'clock in the afternoon, let's say. And according to Yeshi, not only can you start, you can start every Erev Shabbos. And regarding Erev Pesach, we have an argument between Rav Huna and Rav Papa. Rav Huna says Rav Yeshi is moida Erev Pesach because of mitzvah matzah. You shouldn't start a meal in the afternoon, late afternoon. And according to Rav Papa, no, Rav Yeshi doesn't change his mind at all. And then the Gemara says, to understand Rav Huna, Rav Huna says everyone agrees Erev Pesach, but we had a braisa which says that the halach is like Rav Yehuda. By Erev Pesach, which sounds like Rabbi Yeshi's arguing. So he said, that's not talking about their argument. There is regarding Hafsaka, if you have to stop. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to start, and surely you have to stop. But when do you have to stop? If you started before 3 o'clock, you have to stop by Shkia, when it comes to the midst of Kiddush. According to Rabbi Yeshi, you can continue into the night. If you don't have to stop at all, and you make Kiddush afterwards, and the meal prior is considered part of it. And he would hold a certain thing regarding Pesach. You don't have to have the cups in order, and you eat the matzah and everything else that you ate before the Kiddush. And then we had the last thing of story in the Gemara. Shimon Gamil, the rule that Allah is like Rabbi Yaisi, that Allah is like Rabbi Yaisi, that you don't have to stop. So now we're up to the Gemara, four lines in the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel says, so who's the Allah like? Previously, Rabbi Hanina said, Rabbi Yechon said, Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes out of Pesach, and like Rabbi Yehuda comes out of Shabbos. Like Rabbi Yehuda at a Pesach, that you have to stop, and you shouldn't even start, maybe. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes out of Shabbos, which the Chayyim says, you don't have to stop, and you're allowed to even start. Machlekes Rishonim actually means you're allowed to even start. In Halacha, by the way, Paskin, an ordinary meal, you should not start after the last quarter of the day. So not like Gemara yet, but said the Gemara further. Amar Yehuda Mishmul, ain halacha. The halacha is neither like Rabbi Yehuda, but like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to stop the meal, bench, and start again. Rabbi Yehuda says you just continue going on into Shabbos, no issue. Ela poydus mape umekadosh. What you do is you cover your challah with a cloth, and you make kiddush. And according to most Rishonim, it means you don't bench. You don't have to bench at all. You just make Kiddush, and making Kiddush means if you did not say a Beirah Prihagafen, the Rishonim discussed this, if you don't say a Beirah Prihagafen during the meal, then you make Kiddush, make a proper Kiddush. If you did say Beirah Prihagafen, you don't have to say it again by Kiddush, because the Beirah Prihagafen, as Rabbeinu explained and others, is because you said it right before you make Kiddush, before the interruption. When would you have made the Beirah Prihagafen on Kiddush? Right before you make the actual Kiddush, which is the second bracha, which is the bracha. Therefore, you don't have to say Beirah Prihagafen again because you made Beirah Prihagafen early in the meal. After the Kiddush, you have to eat challah, Peiris Mappa Mekadosh. And then the question is, do you make Hamotzi? Not some say you do make Hamotzi because of the Kiddush interruption. Others say it's a continuation of the meal. So you don't make Hamotzi. And since Sofer Baruch Hakol, you don't make Hamotzi. But you do have Lechem Mishnah. So you Peiris Mappa Mekadosh. So what's the idea of covering it all? Because covering symbolizes the end of the previous meal. It's not so. So you're telling me. So Shmuel comes along and says the halach is you pay this mappa mekadosh. According to Tosfos, this is Noah's. He found a third opinion, another braisa chachamim, brought down in Yerushalmi, who argue. And according to Rashbam, that there's no third opinion. Shmuel is just being machmir. That Shmuel technically follows Rav Yesi. You don't have to do anything, but he's being machmir only that you know what. Why not just be pay this mappa, and then you continue the meal. Says the Gemara, "Ain't it not so?" But Amar of Tachlifa Baravdim, Rav Tachlifa son of Avdim, said, "Amar Shmuel Neim Shmuel, Kishem Shemabsik Kiddush." Just like we stop the meal when it comes Kiddush time, and this is the name of Shmuel. Kach Mavsikin LaAvdola. So too, you interrupt your Shalosh Shudas for Avdola. We don't pass when it comes to Avdola. You have to stop your meal, but the point is, Shmuel himself said that you have to stop Mavsikin. Mavsikin means you have to end Luchayda. You have to bench. So Shmuel is contradicting himself. My mafsikin lav la kida shulchan, as Tosfos explains, in those days they all had small tables, so when it came time to benching, they removed the table except for the person who was benching. So it sounds like they were benching, not just poydus mappa and continuing the meal.
He said, really? No. Mafsiki means limapa, stop what you're doing, not bench, but stop, and then just cover that, be paid as mapa. Rabba Barabhuna Ikla once came to the house of Beresh Gusa. Icy, they brought tocha kame. They brought before him some food, potas, a mapa. So what did you, now, when they make Kiddush. Rabba Barabhuna once came to the house of Beresh Gusa, and what he did was he was potas mapa, and he, and then he made Kiddush. So we see that you potas mapa and you make Kiddush. We're talking about over here, they were eating a meal Erev Shabbos, and they must have started when it was allowed to, or maybe according to Rabbi Yossi, that they started even after it was allowed to. But then it came Shkia, they stopped, interrupted, and they were Poydus Mappa in the Makadish. So we see clearly that they followed Shmuel's way. Tanya Namach Vilant Nebraisa, She'ein Mevinas HaShulchan, you should not bring the tables with the food on it. Elim can kiddush unless you make kiddush. So now we're not talking about a case of paris map. We're not talking about a case where you started your meal Friday afternoon. We're talking about every Friday night. What should a person do on Friday night? Ideally, don't bring your food to the table at all. First make kiddush, and then you bring the food to the table. Meem heavy, but if you brought it before you make kiddush, and like Tejas says today, it's impossible to do it otherwise because you don't move the table back and forth. Then paris mappa umekadush. What you do is you cover with a mappa. And you make Kiddush. We cover our challah, which we'll talk about in a minute. So Tesla asks an interesting question. First of all, Tesla asks, it says that ideally you shouldn't bring the food to the table unless you make Kiddush. So how do you reconcile this Gemara and Shabbos that when a person comes home from shul on Friday night, there are two angels that escort him, and when they see the table all set and bedecked with the beautiful food and laid, with all the nice dishes, the good Malach says, oi, I wish next Shabbos will be the same, and the bad Malach reluctantly has to answer an amen. So it says clearly that the food is on the table. So Tosfos doesn't say which table. It might be in the table in the kitchen, ready to bring out into the dining room where they were eating. So that doesn't prove anything. Now, why exactly are we Poydus Mappa? What's the idea of Poydus Mappa? So Tosfos brings here as follows. Let's just look inside Tosfos here, if you don't mind. Tosfos, She'ein Mevien, is a shulchan on your right side, and the last narrow line. Why are we Poydus Mappa? Says Tosfos, "Vatam mefurish b'shultas." Shultas, a rabachoy goin. Some say that some parts of the Gemara actually, like the Bina Ksuvos, there's an opinion that Gemara is when it says Gemara rabachoy, it actually means the Shultas himself. The Shultas rabachoy goin writes, "What's the reason why we cover the challah when by Shabbos we make kiddush? Kehecha, in order to teisei su'dosa, that the meal that you brought to the table is biyakara the Shabbat, that is brought for the honor of Shabbos. We want that all the food that's on the table should be brought in honor of the Shabbos. Therefore, you cover the challah by kiddush, and after you make kiddush, so now you sanctify the Shabbos, then you remove the cover. It's as if you just brought the food to the table, post kiddush, so it'll cover Shabbos. That's reason number one. Reason number two, v'yesh mefarish, that those who say, zeichel mon, it's actually to remember the mon. What do you mean? The mon shel ha'yoded b'shabbosis, the mon did not come down on Shabbos, and the yomtiv, some say on yomtiv, like in Beyo, the Beis and Beis and Teshuvah there. V'hoya, how was the mon presented? Talmud Maila, there was dew above. Umel Mata, there was also below dew. And v'hamon meant time. And the mon was sandwiched in between. So therefore, we have a challah cover, we have something underneath the challah, which could be the board, and then you have the challah in between to remind us of the mon. Miraculously, the mon did not come, how the mon, came down every day. So there are two reasons. The Rosh over here brings a third reason, and he says it's found in Yishalmi, but we don't have such a Yishalmi, which then they talk about how there are so many bits and pieces of Yishalmi that we are missing today. He said the Yishalmi says, so we shouldn't shame the bread. Bread is the first thing mentioned in the Pasuk. Eretz, Chita, Se'ira. And Geffen is much later. And therefore, really, we should be making a bracha on the Hamotzi before we make a bracha on the wine. And so where the bread is ashamed, we cover the bread so that it shouldn't be embarrassed. That's why we cover the bread. That in itself is supposed to instill in us the importance of being sensitive to everything around us, because bread has no emotions. But yet, we should just be aware that every action we do could have a reaction, and we should be careful and be aware. Now, what is the nafka min of these three reasons? So, three reasons here. And Shulchan Aruch, the Alter Rebbe brings all three reasons in different places. So, what is the nafka min between three reasons? The nafkamina is as follows. Number of many, I'll give you for you a few examples. When do you remove the cover from the challah? If the whole idea is that the bread is a shame, the moment you finish making the kiddush, you can remove the cover of the challah. If the idea is the mon, then you have to leave it on until you make the hamotzi. And if the idea is that you should be brought to a covered Shabbos, then the moment you finish kiddush, you can remove the cover. In fact, even when we say the moment you remove you finish kiddush, is it the words of kiddush or drinking the wine? If it's the covered Shabbos, the moment you finish the words of kiddush, you can already remove the cover. If it's the shame, you have to wait till you finish drinking the wine. That's one difference. Another difference. What if you make kiddush on challah? On Friday night, if you have no wine, we prefer you to make kiddush on challah. You still cover the challah. If it's for the month, yes, we do. If it's to shame the challah, there's no need for it whatsoever. If it's to cover Shabbos, then we still do. That's two examples. But there are many, many other examples of, what about if you have cake? You're not going to even have challah. You know, and so on. Actually, it says that you have to cover the cake. According to the Prima, there's another difference. What did you actually cover? Just the challah or all the food? If you look at Al Tereba Shulchan Aruch, when he talks about Peres Mapa, he says that you cover the entire table. In other words, if the reason is why you cover the challah is so the food should be brought to cover Shabbos, then why only challah? And what about the rest of the food? So it's Prima Godin Paskins, you have to take a tablecloth and cover the entire table with all the food therein. But if the reason because the shame of bread, then obviously it's only the bread. And then if it's the reason because of the man, and again, it's only the bread, which is the most chashav item, and that represents the man. That's why I have lechem mishnah, it's only the bread. And because of the man. Lechem mishnah also because of the man, and in fact, the kitzur shel aruch paskins, if you have cake, if you're making kiddush makzud on cake, you have to have two pieces of cake. Why should lechem mishnah? Anything you do for makom sudah should be lechem mishnah, because you're trying to remember the man. The Mishnah Berurah has a little bit of a problem in Bir Halacha, this whole idea of the Mon, because he says the only day the Mon did not come down is Shabbos. So what's the point of having Lechem Mishnah and all of these things and covering to remember the Mon? What we should have done is, Lechem Mishnah, you understand, could be a double portion of Shabbos, but to cover it in order to remember the Mon, the din should be that every day of the week you should cover it, and Shabbos you don't, to show that Shabbos we did not get the Mon, but only the week we got the Mon. Why do we cover only on Shabbos? He finds it difficult to understand. Okay, let's continue the Gemara. Tanya Nami Hoch, we just did that, okay. Tani Choda, we learned in one braisa, Shavit, everyone agrees, Shei Maschil. One braisa, everyone agrees, you don't start a meal in the afternoon. But Tani Yidach, we learned in another braisa, and I was from Minchan, you don't eat. A lot of learned, Shavit, everyone agrees, Shei Maschil, and you do start. Now, what's going on here? It's Bishleim, other Tani Shavit, Shei Maschil, everyone agrees. When does everyone agree that Rabbi Yosi that you don't begin in meals at a Pesach? Mishkach, at a Pesach. We said before, at least according to Rav Huna, that Rabbi Yosi agrees at a Pesach because in Mitzvah Matzah, you shouldn't start. Elohad Tanya, this time we did learn. Shavin, everyone agrees. Shem Maschil, we do start. Amos, when does everyone agree you start? I'm here to hold you never start. E name a better Shabbos. How many people can argue? Like Kashi. You know when everyone agrees? If you start before the time of Issa. Kan Koidim Tisha, Kan La Achat Tisha. After 3 o'clock, there's an argument of Yosi. But before 3 o'clock, everyone agrees you're allowed to start a meal. And even though it continues after 3, it's not a problem. Everyone agrees you can start. He now starts a new Gemara. B'nei Adam, talking about Kiddush, so we're going to talk a little bit about Kiddush. B'nei Adam, people, Shekidshu B'beis HaKnesses, let's say you heard Kiddush in Shul. We have a rule that says, Ain Kiddush Ela B'Makom Sudah. You should make Kiddush only where you have your meal. Rav, however, holds that you don't have to make Kiddush where your meal is at all. So, we make Kiddush in Shul, even though you're not going to eat in Shul. According to Rav, you definitely fulfilled your mitzvah of Kiddush. So says the Gemara, B'nei Odom, people, Shekidshu Beis HaKnesses, that Kiddush was made in Shul, nor was the Chazan made Kiddush, and everyone listened into it. Amar Rav, Yidei Yayin LeYotzu, if you go home and you want to eat and you want to drink wine, you can't say, I already heard Bari Prayer Gafen there, Bari Prayer Gafen, because since you change places, change venues, the Baruch beforehand does not cover that. You were Yaitze Kiddush. You were Yaitze Kiddush, even though you didn't have a meal, and even though you didn't drink, because technically you don't need to drink, only the person who makes Kiddush drinks, or in fact, only one person who is Yaitze Kiddush can drink. It doesn't matter if they want to make Kiddush or someone else. Ideally, everyone should have a little bit of a drink of the Kiddush. But if you don't, everyone is still Yaitze in the midst of Kiddush. That's the opinion of Rav. Ushmul holds that no. Af yidei kiddush lo yotze. Shmuel holds that you're not only you have to make a bari per gofen home, you're not even yotze kiddush. Why not? As Gemara will explain. Because where's your meal? So let's understand. El Rav, since according to Rav, everyone was yotze shul, lamal gdusha base, why make kiddush at home? Why make kiddush at home? Since you're already yotze shul. Answers the Gemara, kidei lo hoitzi bonav ubnei base, go home to me, yotze his family who weren't present in shul. And since even though you were already yotze, since you are responsible for everyone at home, so therefore it's as if you could be yotze them. So that's the only reason why you go home, is to be yotze them. But in shul, everybody's yotze. And so why making kiddush at all in shul if everybody's going to home make it anyway? Because there are people who don't have families, that don't have to make kiddush again at home, so they're yotze in shul. Shmuel, what's the point of making kiddush in shul? Shmuel says that nobody's yotze without kiddush. This is to fulfill the people, the guests, who live near the shul, and who are living in the shul, residing in the shul, they need to hear kiddush, so you make kiddush for them. The ochlu v'shosu v'gonu bebeik nishta. They eat, they drink, and they sleep in the shul. Fisher says it's impossible. You're not allowed to eat and drink in a beis haknesses, let alone sleep. So he means the room and annex, the annex to the shul. And if the room is all under the same roof, and you have them in mind, and they're eating their meal, and they're already there present at the meal, they can be yaitse. Shmuel is consistent with his view. The Amar Shmuel says, "Ein kiddush ella b'makom suda." Shmuel holds that kiddush should be made only where you're going to have your meal. Otherwise, you can't make kiddush. Now, there's a mikmachlek. Most Rishonim hold that if you make kiddush and you're not going to have a meal afterwards, you're not allowed to drink even the wine from that kiddush. You're not allowed to drink because since it's not kiddush, the kiddush is not valid. So you're drinking before kiddush. So when they make kiddush in shul, they have a little kid drinking it. Machlek is showing them if you can have any age kid, or it has to be a kid that reaches the age of chinuch, 6 years old or something, before you can give them to drink, at least one kid. They have to drink a total of whatever the din of a kiddush is, the rei revius and so on, only lugmav. Rabbeinu Shmuel brought down the Mordechai. He says that no, you're allowed to drink the wine from that kiddush. You're allowed to drink the wine from that kiddush. Why? Because Shmuel says, Af yidei kiddush lo yatzu. So look at Shmuel's words. He's saying, not only you're not yaitze bari per gofen, you're also not yaitze kiddush. What do you mean not yaitze bari per gofen? If you didn't drink any wine in the shul, then if you're not drinking any wine in the shul, of course you're not yaitze kiddush. Why are you even talking about it? What he means to say is that even if you did drink wine in the shul, when you go home, you have to make bari per gofen again. So he therefore says, it's a proof that even though your kiddush wasn't valid, you can still drink wine. Big machlek, we'll show you now, what about making kiddush in shul today, when we don't have any guests in shul? Should we, shouldn't we? So within the Ashkenazic world, you have the Rosh, the Tur, who said you have no right to make kiddush in Ashkenaz shuls. And the reason is, since nobody's yaitzer with the kiddush, and ain't kiddush el makam suda, so the kiddush is a baruch of atal, there's no point in doing it at all. And then you have others who say you do. Starts Rabbi Turnoy Goin says that it says in the Gemara, we had Gemara Bracha, that a person takes giant steps. He loses a 500th of his eyesight, and you restore it be kiddusha de be shimsha. So he learns it means the kiddush you make in shul, and the kiddush you make in shul, you pass the wine around, and the wine you take and you rub your eyebrows. And you rub your eyebrows, it's therapeutic, a little bit drops into your eye, and that, therefore, is the reason why you make kiddush in shul. Actually, no one does that, but that's what he says. In fact, maybe this is the marker for why we take the wine from the Havdalah and we put it on our eyebrows, because he's the one who raises this whole thing about putting wine in the eyebrows. Others say that's not the wine in the eyebrows, it's the wine that everybody drinks. And in shul, you should pass the wine around and everyone should drink a little bit of it, because drinking that wine is therapeutic. And I guess the kiddush in shul is much more effective, because it's a kiddush of a tzibur. So that's why you'll see many Ashkenazi shuls, they still, the Ramah says that the minig is still to drink, even though the Beis Yosef says that you don't make it in shul anymore as a tour, and the Rosh other Ashkenazi says you shouldn't do it. Says about it further, the reason why they make kiddush is they say it's just like Mogen Avos. Why do we say Me'ein Shever after Shmoneh on Friday night? Because in the old days, the shul used to be out in the field, and so you add a little bit of davening so that by the time they finish, the other people who came late will catch up. You can all go home together when it's dark. So what about today, when our shuls are in the middle of the communities, why do we still do Mogen Avos?
Another tradition brings it from Chazar Zashatz. Why do we have a Chazan and Chazar Zashatz? It used to be in order to be mighty those who don't know how to daven. Everyone has a Siddur today, everyone knows how to daven. Why do we even have Chazar Zashatz? He says it's only because that's what it used to be, a tradition. So the same thing with Kiddush and Shul. Now, what happens if you don't have any kids? Or what happens if you're Pesach and there's no Suda? You can't wash, you can't have Mezonos. What do you do then? So then some Goyim say, the Ritva brings down, some Goyim say, you drink another cup of wine. So you have your cup of Kiddush, and then you drink another, that second cup of wine, that becomes your Suda, because wine also fills you up. And then some Goyim say that the very cup of wine that you have, you drink a whole Revius, not just a Roy Revius, but a whole Revius, that becomes your Suda. And therefore, if in those shuls who have no kids at all, the chazan has to drink the wine, but a full revir, so that becomes the suddah. And therefore, it's not a bracha of atala. Okay, let's continue the Gemara. We'll discuss in a minute what exactly is considered makam suddah. Okay, says the Gemara, Sobim thought, Hani mili mebayis labayis. I would have thought, when do we say that it's not valid Kiddush? I'm making Kiddush in this house, and I'm planning to eat in another house. That's Kiddush, not b'mokum suda. Avo b'mokum b'mokum b'chabesa, but let's say one house, from one room to another room, like, there's no issue, it's all the same house, so therefore it doesn't matter. Rabbanu b'tachlifa, Rabbanu, the son of Tachlifa said, Zimnis gin, an occasion that happened, how a ka'imna was standing, kamei de Shmuel, before Shmuel, the nochis mi'iglar, he made Kiddush upstairs, then he came downstairs, v'hadu mekadosh, and he made Kiddush again. And you make Kiddush again. So we see that even upstairs and downstairs, you have to make Kiddush again. And really, the big machir shayim in this whole gemara here, but basically the halacha is that if you're different rooms altogether, min hastam, you're not yaitza. Only if you have a mind. In other words, if you have a mind to go to another place altogether and eat, it doesn't help having a mind. But if it's within the same house, under the same roof, and you are in one room, and you have a mind to eat, to make Kiddush in this room, and to eat in the next room, if you had that in mind, that's all right. They talk also about a sukkah. If you're making Kiddush in the house and then you have a mind to eat your meal in the sukkah, or vice versa, you're making Kiddush in the sukkah and you have a mind to eat in your house, like some people do in Shemini Atzeres, then you're allowed to, if it considers it contiguous, and you have it in mind. But a sukkah is not so simple. Depends if it's attached to the house, if it's detached. Now the Gemara continues. This idea that Shmuel says, usually the halacha is like Rav, but here we're going to follow Shmuel. This idea that Shmuel says, Ein Kiddush el makom suda. Now, where do we know this Ein Kiddush el makom suda? So the Rashbam says here two things. The Rashbam, let's learn the Rashbam together inside. The first Rashbam on the page, Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph, Afi de Kiddush lo yatsu, says the Rashbam, like we say later on, Ein Kiddush el makom suda. The Chsiv, the Pasuk says in Tanakh, the karosa la Shabbos oinig. You should call forth Shabbos in a manner of pleasure. So we dashen. The mokum sha'ata kaidel la Shabbos, the place that you're going to call Shabbos. No, the place you're going to make Kiddush, kalema, kariya, what do you mean calling Shabbos? The Kiddush. Sham tehein oinig, that's where you should make your meal. In other words, if you learn the way that Rashbam learns, it's a din in the meal. The meal needs to be where the Kiddush is. So the idea of Kiddush mokum suda is not a din in Kiddush. It's a din in the meal. A meal, in order for a meal to qualify as a meal, there has to be a Kiddush attached to it. And the Rosh's version is the other way around. The mokum shehi oinig sham tehei kriya. The way you can have your meal, that's where you make Kiddush. No, it's a din in Kiddush. And the difference would be if you're allowed to drink, if you make Kiddush without a meal. If it's a din in Kiddush, that it has to have a meal, then if you didn't have a meal, then you can't drink. But if it's a din in the meal, in order for a meal on Shabbos to be a meal, it has to have a Kiddush associated with it. And let's say you make Kiddush and you have no meal, you can still drink the wine. It's no chasson in the Kiddush part, chasson is in the meal. But then he continues, Umedrashu. He says it's a medrash, a drash. In other words, it's only Divrei Kabbalah, whether it's Drabbanan or Divrei Kabbalah. However, Inami Svara, he might be a Svara. And then there are many who say, according to this reason, the Rashbam, it's Mahatayra to make Kiddush Makam Suda. The Ikve Kiddush Alayayin, since we decided Kiddush has to be on wine, Kiddushanya Lekam Mazachreyu Alayayin, right? According to some, it's Mahatayra, according to some, Drabbanan, Mistame Alayayin Shibashah Shudu Hukve. The Chashu, the whole idea of making Kiddush on wine is you want to make Kiddush more Chashu. So when is the wine Chashu? When it's part of a meal. Not Stam ad hoc, you drink a cup of wine. So it's a Svara that the Kiddush has to be Mokum Suda. And then someone argued, maybe it's even Mahatari then. Rabbi Yehina clearly says Kiddush Mokum Suda is only Midirabbanan. Saying about it further, we want to prove a few other people agree with him. Amr Rabban Bar Tachlifa said, Zimnes Ginen, sorry, we just said that. The Afrabhun,
about 10 lines on the top. Also, Rabbi Huna, the Sovereign holds, Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda. He also agrees that Kiddush can only be Makom Suda. How do we know that? Rabbi Huna, Kaddish, he made Kiddush. Vis Akre Le Shraga, his candle tipped over, it became dark. So he couldn't see what he was doing. The Aile Le Le Money, he took all of his dishes, Le Beganle out in the garden, Rabba Bre, Rabba his son, the Havish Shraga is full of candles there, the Kaddish, and he made Kiddush, the Toyimidi. Rabba his, now this is very hard to understand, Rabba his son was having a wedding outside, and everybody was out there partying and had a can full of candles and everything else, and Rabbi Huna decided to make Kiddush in the house. He didn't make Kiddush with everybody at the wedding, he made it in the house, but then the candle tipped over, so he went outside to join, but what he did was he made Kiddush again. So what do we see from here? Because the Kiddush in the house didn't carry over to outside, because ain't Kiddush el b'makom suda. And then the Toyim Midi, he ate something. Now, Tosis says the Toyim Midi means he ate bread, and he brings proof that bread means Toyim Midi, which seems that Tosis holds that when we say ain't Kiddush el b'makom suda, it could only be when you wash. Not like others who learn that, the other Rishonim learn that Toyim Midi means literally tasted something mezainis, and that's the basis that we have today. We have mezainis, Kiddush b'makom suda, that's good enough. But the other Rishonim, like Tosis right here, who says Toyim Midi means Timis Lechem. It has to be bread in order to fulfill the mitzvah of this edict of Ein Kiddush El B'makom Suda. Well, Alma, what do we see from here? Because so he holds Ein Kiddush El B'makom Suda. Some people want to bring a raya for me, you're not allowed to eat a meal unless there are candles there. And that's why when the candles tipped over, he went outside. But Af Rabba, another Amoida Sovereign holds Ein Kiddush El B'makom Suda. Amoida by said, Kavidi B'mar, we once, by our teacher Friday night, Kavidi B'kaddish, was Ein Kiddush. Amoida, he told us to Ema Midi, I want you guys to eat something here so you can anchor your Kiddush and turn into Makom Suda. Why? What am I worried about? Because Dilma, perhaps, Ada Azlitu Ushpiza. By the time you get back to your dormitory or your hotel where you're staying, Mis Atra Luchushraga, let's say there's no candles over there. Maybe your candles will go down, and therefore you won't be able to eat, and you won't be able to make Kiddush in the house of where you're going, and so you're going to go to sleep without eating. And what about the, at least you ate the Kiddush? You won't be yaitzeh the Kiddush in my house. The Ein Kiddush El B'makom Suda. So in order to be yaitzeh the Kiddush, eat something now, and then what happens there happens there. Someone is trying to bring a raya from here. Why can't they make Kiddush in the place of the Shpiza? Because there's no candle. They want to bring a raya from here. You cannot make Kiddush in a room where there's no candles. A minute ago we talked about eating in a room with no candles. They're going further. You're not even make Kiddush in a room with no candles. Others say push it simply because they're not going to eat. They're not going to make Kiddush. Or because they can't see their way around. So therefore, he told them, go ahead and make Kiddush now to the Yetzer over here. Tosis really asks, but what about the fact that they're not going to have a meal? Oh, that's also important. You have to have three meals on Shabbos. So Tosis answers, you can have the three meals during the day. You can have three meals during the day. So therefore, he wasn't more worried about the meal, but he was more worried about the Kiddush. But the truth of the matter is, you can also make Kiddush during the day as well. But making Kiddush during the day is not a chatchila. It's only that if you didn't do Friday night, you make it during the day. But she'enkein, the meals, a chatchila, you can have three meals during the day. Not like the Rambam holds that you have to have one meal at night, one meal in the morning, you can make it up. But the chatchila is how it should be. Tosis clearly learns here, l'chatchila, you can have all your three meals during the day. So let's just finish the sugya. Ain't it's not so. Amar Abaye. Abaye said, kol mili demar, you're telling me that Rabba followed Shmuel. Abaye once said, when we had this in Shabbos, kol mili demar, everything that my teacher Rabba behaved, havi ovi karav, he always faithfully followed Rabba's view. Levar mani klas, only three exceptions, ovi ker Shmuel, only three cases he followed Shmuel. So how can you tell me that Rabba followed Shmuel over here, that in Kiddush makom suda, Rab, who was so lenient and said that you can make Kiddush even though there's no suda, and you tell me Rabba didn't follow Rab? You said that only three instances where Rabba followed Shmuel. First of all, matidim mebeger lebeger. If you remember this, we had in the middle of the sugya Chanukah that you're allowed to remove the tzitzis from one beger to put on another beger, even though Rabbi Shmuel holds that the mitzvah of tzitzis is not on the person but on the beger. If you happen to have a four-cornered garment hanging on your wall, according to Shmuel, it needs tzitzis. So how can you remove tzitzis from one four-cornered garment and put on another one? Because nevertheless, if you only have one set of tzitzis or strings, it's better to put it on the beged that you're going to wear than the beged hanging on the wall. We'll admit to that. Number one. Number two, madlikim and neilin. You're allowed to light one Chanukah candle from another Chanukah candle. And according to Rav, you can because it's busy mitzvah or whatever. According to Shmuel, you can. If it's a mitzvah directly, we had a machlekes gemara how to understand it. Are they talking about a kintza or a match? Are they talking about, or a piece of wood? Or even they're talking about directly? Shmuel holds you're lenient and you're allowed to light from one candle to the next because there are mitzvahs. And then the third thing is that aloch Rav Shimon, when you're dragging a chair on Shabbos, if it's not inadvertent, you're going to make holes, you're going to make ridges in the Shabbos. It's a dover she'ein miskaven. You're allowed to time be learned. Rav Shimon says, goyder odom mita kisei v'safshel with Shabbos. You're allowed to drag a bed, a chair on Shabbos, u'bavada, provided shelo yiskaven lasat chit. You have no intention to make any ridges. You don't make any ridges. So the Gemara says, and Teisa says, even though there's so many people who pass on Rav Shimon, so why is it, you know, what's the big deal that the Rabba in this case followed Shmuel? He's not necessarily following Shmuel. There's Rabbi Yechid and others. So Teisa says, even many people brew like Rav Shimon, Dovish Kavan Mutter, but in this case, this is more than just an ordinary Dovish Kavan, because it's almost like a Psik Reisha. So, right, so in a way, this is stricter because when you're dragging a chair, you know, in almost inevitably you can make ridges. Other places, the Tesis says that the malachi doing is actually a very weak malach. It's not the normal way of plowing, so it's like chodesh kalachayad. And even if it's inadvertent, it's only Yisra de Rabbanon because it's not the normal way of plowing. Whatever it is, but Agmar's question is, three cases he rules like Rav, but everywhere else he follows Rav. So how come when it comes to Kiddush Makom Siddur, you're telling me he follows Shmuel? Answers the Gemara. He always followed faithfully the chumras of Rav, and these cases over here, Shmuel was lenient, and he decided to follow the leniency of Shmuel. He allowed to remove the tittus, he allowed to light one candle from another, he allowed to drag the chair. But when the kulus of Rav, where Rav is the one who was lenient, he didn't necessarily follow Rav. Here, Rav is the one who was lenient. Rav said you can make kiddush even though you don't have a meal. So in this case, he followed Shmuel, but that's not a big deal. When I said he followed, you know, if Rav was Mekel, he generally didn't follow Rav. The Rav followed a stricter opinion. I'm talking about when Rav was Machmer. He always followed, when Rav was Machmer, Rav always followed Rav. The three exceptions that he didn't follow Rav's Chumras, he followed the Kulas of Shmuel. But where Rav was Mekel, many times he didn't follow Rav. For example, this one right here. Okay, so this takes to today's Gemara, and we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.